From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has echoed warnings from President Trump to North Korea.
Any threat to the United States or its territories, including Guam or our allies, will be met with a massive military response, a response both effective and overwhelming.
North Korea prompted this reaction from Washington after conducting its sixth nuclear test, this time using what Pyongyang described as a hydrogen bomb. Also in response, South Korea conducting military drills today, and the UN Security Council has called an emergency session for later this morning. Both incumbent Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga have ruled out a power-sharing agreement following a Supreme Court ruling annulling the August 8th voting. Odinga, a former prime minister, also called for the ouster of members of the country's electoral commission, calling them thieves. He said a hyena cannot shepherd goats, and they, referring to the council, cannot protect votes. The High Court ruled the election invalid because of widespread irregularities. A new election will be held within 60 days. An American student and three other people linked to the U.S. either by citizenship or permanent residency have lost appeals against a 10-year prison sentence they are serving for alleged espionage. Princeton University student Xiwe Wang was imprisoned last summer after conducting dissertation research in Iran. He was subsequently convicted of collaborating with foreign governments, sent to prison. Prosecutors say no one will get an appeal. This is VOA News. German bomb experts successfully defused a massive World War II bomb in the financial district of Frankfurt Sunday after nearly 65,000 people were evacuated to safety. The 1.4-ton British bomb was found at a construction site. That happened last week. Police cordoned off a 1.5-kilometer radius around the bomb, leading to the largest evacuation in Germany since the end of World War II. Among the evacuees were more than 100 patients from two hospitals, including people who had been in intensive care. Experts had warned that if the bomb exploded, it would be powerful enough to flatten a whole street. The mayor of the U.S. city of Houston, Texas, Sylvester Turner, wants the world to know that his city is open for business as it cleans up and assesses the damage from Hurricane Harvey. The storm struck southeastern Texas as a Category 4 hurricane on August 25th, spent several days lingering along the Texas and Louisiana coast as a tropical storm dumping record amounts of rain. Pat Lawrence, in southeast Texas town of Vidor, is still dealing with the high water.
It's bad. I mean, you can't hardly comprehend all of the water that's around. And I don't even want to go out. I can't get out because I'm totally flooded in.
At least 44 deaths have been reported from Harvey, which was displacing more than 1 million people at its height. The heads of state of the five BRICS countries opened their summit in Xiamen, China today after host Chinese President Xi Jinping called for opposition to the tide of trade protectionism. Mr. Xi said the five nations should join hands to steer the course of economic globalization, push forward models and rules that are balanced and inclusive. The leaders of the BRICS nations, China, Russia, Brazil, India, and South Africa, represent the five largest emerging economies. President Trump is expected to announce Tuesday his decision to end a program that protects people who were brought to the United States illegally while they were children from deportation. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program has given nearly 800,000 people a reprieve from deportation by providing two-year renewable work permits for eligible applicants. Many of the people involved in the program came to the U.S. as young children and have no connections to their home countries. In Congress, House Speaker Paul Ryan and several other Republican lawmakers urging the president not to cancel the program.
That's the latest world news from VOA.